Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to take these off because they drive me nuts. Sorry if that messed up my hair. But I want you guys to know, and I'm going to link some things down on the page when I can get my phone. It was like 5%, so I had to have it charged. Because I normally, because I'm a producer, I normally watch either in the other room or while I'm here. Just to make sure everything sounds good. But anyway, because of my parentage and my schooling, I'm the conservative person you see before you. I've been one since before I could vote. Before I got out of high school, I was. Well, I graduated in 89, so I was 17, so you can figure out my age. But started listening to Rush Limbaugh. 91, 92 is when he came on the Kalamazoo station. And why I say that is I have learned over the years, if you don't get involved, don't complain about it. That's one thing I learned in high school. People got involved, and one of the reasons why we're not Britons and speak with a British accent, and that's not even the right British accent, but anyway, my husband can do a good British accent, is because people got tired of their government, and they just didn't take it. They did something. So, that being said, anyone who truly knows me knows this is the biggest thing on me. but also being a Christian, I know that the Bible says, and maybe this can be the Bible verse for the evening, is that the tongue is the biggest weapon and the hardest to tame. Not sure where that's found, but it's true. So that also being said, I have went to church all my life. So is my tamed tongue? Is my tongue tamed? By no means, no. I'm not even in the front. But I also know respect. So what am I getting to is I call my Congress people all the time. I've gotten letters from my congressman. I've gotten letters from my senator. I call Nancy Pelosi. If she gets under my skin, I call her at least once a week. Because she gets under my skin, gets me all riled up at least once a week. The stupidity, her stupidity riles me up at least once a week. So there's times I've called her two or three times a day because I've heard some of the stupid stuff she said. Adam Schiff, little pencil neck, shifty shift. I call him maybe twice a week. There is a gentleman that is, where am I going with this? Call your congressman. I don't know. Are you doing good? I called them and I wanted to know, where does my congressman and where does my senator stand on impeachment? Because it's going to reflect on my vote if I agree with them or not, as it should. You don't agree with what your representatives are doing, then don't vote for them. Vote for someone else. That's how we get people in and people out. Not through this impeachment debacle. Speaking of which, the Ambassador Solomon, I'm almost 99% sure this is who it was. His wife has a business. And being boycotted the boycott started by a Congressman Earl Bluminger, Bluminauer, and the Oregon Democrat. His phone number, and I'm going to link this below, 202-225-4811. Now, when I call Shifty Shift and I call Pelosi and I call my congressman or whatever, I do not cuss. I will say this. Shifty Shift knows I can't. My grandfather has always said you can't trust a thief. And you can watch a thief, but you can't trust a liar. I don't trust him. I can't respect him. So I don't cuss at him. That doesn't mean I give him the respect of a congressperson. That's a title that right now, hopefully in 2020, he vacates. That being also said, I'm still respectful to a point. I tell Pelosi, though, that she is Speaker of the House in name only. Just flat out, she should give it to AOC. That's who really is. I've said that to her, people. Okay? So it's not like I'm the nicest person that they get. But this Earl, whoever got person in his office I talked to, wow. Just be, please call again, 202-225-4811. I'm really not this passionate about this. They were just so rude. Literally almost hung up on me. Thank you, ma'am. Bye. I just asked him to stop the boycott. I wasn't, hey, as far as I know, yes, he's a Democrat. I can tell he does not like Trump. He wants to get Trump out. Okay. That being said, when I talk to you and you talk to me, I have one of my best friends doesn't like my president. I call her my sister. We can agree to disagree on a few things. Okay, that's what Americans is. We are Americans first, or that's what we used to be. All right, I'm going to turn it over to my gentleman of a husband. Like I said, and how I find these phone numbers out of, like, Romney, whoever irritates me that day or the week or whatever, how I find their phone numbers is I Google. I pay attention to where they, what from, what district and whatever, or their names, and I Google. I have Schiff's and Pelosi's name almost in my phone because I do. I call them once or twice a week. Sometimes I've called Nancy 3 times in a day. And Schiff, I think. But anyway, all right, my dear husband. Sorry for taking up so much of your time. Just please get involved and call your congressmen and your senators and let them know your opinions. Shoot, call the president, too. Let him know if we like something or don't like something. They don't know our voice if we don't tell them. Don't give up your voice. Thank you.
Yeah, my producer is not used to being in on this side, so she's. It takes a long. This I've been doing this for a very long time. It's like my wife is always like, "What are you going to talk about? What's going to happen?" You know, way before. So it's just one, but seriously, I mean, if you tell Nancy Pelosi every week, hey, you work for me, I'm your boss, maybe they'll, you know, they can say, hey, well, what do I do? No, you can call and say, hey.
They can't say they haven't been told.
Oh.
Thank you for letting me get that out.
Yes, I mean, it's true. I mean, that dude is, they don't care. They think that you don't realize it, because that's the problem. People
just got mad when I said, oh, I did say this. You want to talk about Trump's quid pro quo, but you boycotting and threatening his wife and his wife's business to get him to change his testimony? Isn't that a quid pro quo?
Yeah, quid pro quo.
I mean, we're talking about hypocrisy.
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, that's when he got mad and kind of hung up on me and stuff. At least the others let me rant and rave. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, but yeah.
Yeah, but you, well, I mean, that Democratic debate, I watched all the highlights. You don't have, I mean, the highlights are just enough to prove to you how, well, there's no rich people. Well, wait a minute, they're all rich. There's a billionaire up on that stage, but we hate billionaires. You know, Trump has lied, he's cheated, he's stolen, he is the most unethical president ever. He is worse than Satan. And you don't have to worry because all the Republicans are going to die because Trump's going to give them the Kool-Aid. Yeah. Okay. I want to know where that comes from. Oh, don't forget to like and share, folks. Please like and share. There is a link above if you want to donate. I got it. It says pay Kyle Wohlkraut using PayPal. It's 100% for the conversation, because this is not free, what I do in the conversation. No, I pay for everything. These mics, these boom stands, everything. It's not free. But being on Blog Talk and all that, that costs money. I don't have millions of advertisers. So the people that reach me all out... That come out and reach to me, you know, I pay for that. I pay for that. Don't forget to comment if you're watching live so I know, hey, how you doing? But Tom Steyer, Steyer, he's had some campaign, you know, like, I'm running for president. I want term limits. I want the government to work for the people. You know, as your president, I will make sure there are time limits on Congress and senators. I'll make sure they work for you, not for themselves. Okay. Isn't Trump doing that already, I think? Yeah, Trump's already trying to drain the swamp and get all that stuff done. You're about a campaign late and an election short. That's what it is. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be president when I'm president. I'll tell you what. If you're president, I'll make sure there's... Yeah. Okay there, Joy Behar. That's what... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to say all of this stuff. You're going to say one thing and do something else. That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. Trust. I don't trust you. You know, I take Trump just like I do. So like Rick Harrison says, not that I don't trust you, I don't trust anybody, okay? That's how it is. I put my faith in Trump. Is he gonna work for me? He has. You know, the faith in the economy is up. Okay, I gotta do something here. Yeah, the stuff I gotta do that I forgot to do because my wife, the producer, didn't know to do it and didn't know how, so I it's one of those things, yeah, because I didn't share it to my page, so there we go. But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. People are waking up. Call your congressman and senator all the time. Say, hey, I got your number. I know who you are. I mean, but as I talked about this a month ago, The Onion, that magazine, that newspaper that was all kind of, like, really, like, unbelievable things. You don't need The Onion now because you got reality. That debate last night, Joe Biden's, the magazine's editor, I'm sure he is. I mean, Mike Huckabee said it best. He goes, this impeachment hearing, that's basically guaranteeing a Trump 2020 landslide. Somebody put a meme up and it has Marty and the professor in the DeLorean time machine, and it goes, I'm going back to 2016 to watch Hillary lose again. It's hilarious, the fifth time. It's even funnier the fifth time. It's just funny. It's just how it is. It's just hilarious. But, like, you know, the Democrats don't know what to do because the Republicans now are going to try to subpoena the whistleblower and Hunter Biden and all this stuff. And it's, they don't know what to do because all these Democrats are like, well, you know, I mean, Trump is gone, man. This Trump is going to be electrocuted. He's going to go to prison forever because this. But when they have people that are on the witness stand, I'm presuming. I'm just my belief was I thought.
I'm making it up, and
they got like a Democrat in the back going like this with like cue cards. You can't say read the cue cards out loud because people hear them, you know. But it's just hilarious.
So how do you think I did? I hope I got my point across.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry I took so
long. Oh, you're fine. It's okay. But it's just one of those things that it's just hilarious. That, like, you know, because they're like, well, I
don't announce. Have I ever even talked about on here that I know I tell you I called Pelosi.
But not on here, no.
I mean, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
That means, I'm sorry, I'm going to let it go. I've hopefully made some people aware.
I'm guessing that what I was told, you know. Trump had his hands up, you know. Lord help us. And they're the star witness, and then they're being, now he's getting heat from the Democrats because he basically didn't, like, dude, you got to make up, you got to say whatever you have to lie. We got to get Trump out of the, remember, folks, if Trump gets elected, they were working on impeachment. How can we get him impeached? In case he gets elected, we need to get him thrown out of office. That's all they've done. All they've done is spent every waking second trying to get Trump out of office. They don't care about you. See, they have a cookie jar, and they're reaching their hand in the cookie jar. And wait a minute, he's taking three cookies, he's taking four cookies. Well, Trump's saying, you each get a cookie, you know, he's raining on their parade. Okay, the fun stops here. And they don't like it. They don't know how to handle someone that's like, bring it, okay? They don't understand. They've never had to deal with a president that stands up and says, okay, you know, most people be like, oh, well, the Democrats made that, okay, yeah. Okay, the Democrats gave me, I'm giving it right back. That's the issue. That's what's going on here. Democrats don't know how to handle someone that actually stands up for themselves. But that's the world we live in, folks. We actually have a stand-up president, you know, that actually... But, you know, there's evidence now. This is actually DNA evidence that has come forth that confirmed Hunter Biden as the father of an Arkansas baby. Remember when John Kerry got a woman pregnant and they were trying to force her to have an abortion and give her thousands of dollars and all that stuff to shut her up because he was still with his wife? You know, I'm with Melissa till death do us part.
Good to know.
It's not about, okay, she's having issues, I got to find someone else.
If that was true, we wouldn't even have been married because we both have our issues.
Yeah.
I'm just, that's
yeah.
The
oh yeah. That's how I'm like, well, who's going to accept me? And that, but that's the problem. So many people, well, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough find another wife. And instead of when the going gets tough, I mean, to me, that's the greatest gift in the world when she's not doing well. And I'm like, okay. And I'm holding her hair back and just being there for her. And that's why God gave me her. So, but, you know, you have Hunter Biden now being confirmed through DNA that he is the father of this Arkansas woman. And, oh, I can't. Well, I wonder how much of that money that he laundered from that thing will she get for the kid.
My question is, what is his official stance? He's still not the daddy, or is he going to stand up and be the daddy?
I hope
the
he,
baby daddy. Or
I don't like Hunter Biden, but I hope he does the right thing and stands up and says, hey, I'm going to take care of this kid. I had five seconds of fun.
His current wife used to be married to his dead brother.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. Weird,
yeah.
Annoying.
But it's
be like my brother's. Ew. No.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no.
But it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. And as developments happen, I will update you on this because it's just very interesting. I mean, I hope he steps up and takes responsibility. I hope he does. I mean, every man that gets into a relationship with a woman should step up if they end up having a baby. Where are we at, folks? Where are we? We got about 38 minutes left in the program, folks. Don't forget to like and share. And if you're watching, you can like, hate, whatever, comment, sad, wow. You know, just so we know you're out there. You know, because I can never tell. They'll say, like, oh, yeah, 50 views. Okay, well, 50. I don't know anybody. So I can't see whoever it is. But it's kind of interesting, though, you know. But it's, I think we're getting into a period where these people in D.C. are seeing that the American people are waking up to, hey, yeah, what makes you, like what makes a celebrity think they can do whatever they want? Oh, I'm a celebrity. You can't do anything to me. I'm in D.C. You can't do anything to me. DC's days are numbered. They are. People are waking up. I mean, I do like what Tom Steyer has to say to his commercials, the 2020 ones. But Trump's doing that. Trump's saying that. Trump's saying that. Trump's not saying that. He's doing that. That's the difference. Trump is actually doing what they say. And that's the big, big difference here, folks. Because, you know, that billionaire can say all he wants to. You know, because last night they're talking about, you know, hating billionaires and rich people. But guess what? He is one of them. Isn't it funny how Democrats can hate rich people, but they are rich?
Exactly.
Hello, folks. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I got $100 million net worth, but those greedy, evil rich people,
I
hate them.
Short people. I really do. That's like, okay, that's hating yourself almost. I mean, come on.
Yes.
I mean, come on. That's almost like telling white people to hate themselves because they're white. Or black people because they're black.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I should end my life because I can't deal with the privilege. I don't know what to do. The white privilege is just too much. Too much responsibility. See, white privilege, man, that's a heavy responsibility, man. Yeah, see, when I was born white, man, I was born with a lot of responsibility. But I actually went to, this one guy was going around and he goes, so what is white privilege? Because I'm white and I want to know how to get it. How, what, where do I find this? And no one could answer, like, what is white privilege? No one could. Because Michael Jordan is black. Look at how successful he is. He didn't have privilege. He had get up at 5 a.m. and be at that basketball court and shoot the ball 5 million times every day before class, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Sick, not sick, it didn't matter.
You want to talk about privilege, honest to God, problem, privilege? Kaepernick hasn't worked in 3 years. Given an opportunity to go before 25 teams, didn't show up.
He did kind of do.
He wanted transparency, and he didn't trust that the right message. Okay, that means you didn't want it. You didn't want it.
But I mean.
Isn't, to me, that's the definition of privilege. When he must be rich enough to where he doesn't have to work for the last. Well, yeah, he has that messy deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But what can you answer me this? What has he been in for Nike? What has he done for Nike?
I don't know because I don't care about Nike, so.
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't even know.
I haven't seen.
I'll have to look it up to see what he's done, but I mean.
I haven't seen anything. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry, but.
Granted, I wear Z-coil, so I would never wear. I could kick myself because I actually wore the shoes.
New Balance has come up with patriotic Trump support.
Yeah.
New Balance.
I wish I would have had some of the Nike shoes I had. I wish I hadn't worn them and just kept them pristine in the box because they were meant to people that collect the shoes. But, hey, I had to wear them. If my mom's going to spend $60 on a pair of shoes,
so
that
you better believe you're going to wear them.
Yeah, I had no choice. What kills me, because I played with toys until they were unplayable. And then you look
I mean,
at some of the
did back in our day.
But there are Thundercats toys that if you have them from the 90s in the box, original, they're worth thousands. There was like a toy hunter, and he goes, yeah, if you have some of these unopened, like there's a Voltron that if you have it like in mint condition in the box where the lions came apart, no, they're, it's.
Probably like my He-Man and She-Ra toys that I had back in the day.
I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. But I mean, the reason why, because everyone played with them, everyone took them out, but there were some. I didn't realize that to make marketing, they would have, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They would have, like, they'd make a boatload of every one, but then one of the three, or one of the four, or one of the ten, they would make hardly any of to make it rare.
Yeah, well, so they can hear you.
Huckabee.
We're going to have your own show one of these days.
But this is really cool. This shows... The stars shine bright all day and night in Wood County, Texas. Because on Tuesday, they declared their county to be a Second Amendment sanctuary city. That's right, folks. So if you are a criminal and you have a gun, they will harbor you. Just kidding. No, but it's, you know, they're letting people know we're not doing this. Okay, that school, like I got into that discussion with that one lady. I said, well, it has to be fake news because that was a gun-free zone. No, it's not fake. People got killed. And I'm like, well, then my theory is correct because if it really happened, then that gun-free zone didn't stop the shooter. Taking away guns is not going to stop the shooter. Look at, they took away cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, PCP, Molly, you name it. There's thousands of drugs that are illegal. Guess what? They're rampant in this country by the millions of tons.
Some room on the black market for them to be sold.
Yes.
Make a gun illegal. Okay, the criminals love that. Come on now, you can get it cheaper. Come on.
Yeah, that's the problem because when, oh, they'll go on TV. Look, hey, folks. I am from the Nassau County Sheriff's Department. We just seized 1,000 pounds of cocaine? Wow. Great, but there's 500 billion tons that just got through. Okay, for every 1 kilo, a billion gets by. I mean, it's kind of like taking a 50-pound bag of rice, and for every bag you dump, you take out 1 grain of rice. Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, you ain't doing anything. Why not, instead of arresting people, why not try to get them help? Just saying. Put people here nor there, you know. If you're going to waste money fighting an endless war, why not try to help people? You know, you're not going to eliminate the drugs. So help spend that money trying to help people. If you help 20 people, that's better than not helping anyone at all. I want to get into this, folks, because this is just amazing. Because, yeah, one of my dreams, I want to get into, I want to work in the dispensary field at some point, you know, be like a ganjapreneur and, you know, maybe have my own shop, help people, you know, have a meditation room where you can go, you can pray, you know, have a guy that does chiropractic care and acupuncture care, and you know, that like once, like twice a week, they come in and do acupuncture and, you know, and chiropractic care and, you know, and full body wellness, you know, and hey, there's people that if you need to talk to someone, go in there, we can be there, you know, and have it be we hope you stay, not just, okay, I need, give me the edibles right there. Yeah. Give me the Nutella, get me the Ancha ganja syrup. Yeah, I want the Ancha ganja syrup. Okay. Let me see here. Can I get some of the minute bud rice? Yeah. Can I get some bud chips too? Yeah. You come, you stay, you hang out. Your family. You know, like on tour, you know. Just, we're not going from city to city. But a House committee approves landmark bill legalizing marijuana at the federal level. That's huge. And the Republicans, of course, in this are like, no, we just can't jump into this. We just can't jump into this. We need to take time. We need to slow. I said, take your time. Slow what? Slow what? This is long past due. Long past due. Legalized. It needs to be legalized. What they're finding out is in Colorado, look at the billions in tax revenue that they're getting. Where's all the problems? Where's all this violence and stealing and pillaging and all this stuff that they said was going to happen? That they claimed we had to keep it illegal. Where's all this violence and stuff and all this crap that was supposed to happen because of incidents behind the wheel have gone down with cannabis. In Washington State and Colorado, they've gone down. Now if it does, you're going to have to do, because imagine this is beer. It's not, but if I drink beer and it shows up in my system for 2 weeks and I take a drug test for work, I got to wait 2 weeks because I got to get the beer out of my system, the alcohol out, because, you know, you can't tell me when I drank a beer, but it's in my system, you know. is it going to, you know, well, yeah, how can you tell when I smoked? How can you tell when I used? Some companies may say it may be federally legal, but we're not, you can't, since we can't actually know when you used it, you can't take it, you can't use it, you can't do this. You know, it's going to be, I think, like alcohol, where there's going to be, okay, well, where I live, they could vote not to have a dispensary, and you may have to go 2 hours to the closest town that has a dispensary. You know, you're still having, there's still so many people that have been totally brainwashed, you know, that when they, because they're idiots, that when you talk about, they're going to have a hemp processing plant. They think it's like marijuana. No, it's hemp. It's hemp. It's totally different. It's got, oh, the wood out of it would be amazing. The hard, it'd make amazing drums because it's so hard. A guitar body would, oh, it'd be incredible. The neck would be great. Drumsticks from it? Because it's harder, yeah. Cannabis is just an amazing plant altogether. And it's just one of those things that I can't wait to see where this goes. You know, and I don't know if it's going to be something where if it goes on, will it change? You know, like, okay, well, it can pass the House, but not the Senate or vice versa. And, you know, and so it's going to be kind of interesting to see how that goes and plays out. You know, University of Virginia has admitted this week that it made a mistake canceling the 21 gun salute. I call BS on that, you know. Well, yeah, let's take down, let's do this. Let's not celebrate veterans. Let's not have this 21 gun salute. Let's not do this. Oh, well, you know, it's one of those, like, I feel like, yeah, we're not going to do this, so what we're going to do is we're going to ban this because we don't want this at all. We're going to stop that 21-gun salute, and then right after it's stopped, then we're going to act like we, oops, we shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Sorry. I called me yes. If you thought it was a, if it was a bad, don't. Oh, now it's a bad idea. Oh, it wasn't a bad idea when you wanted to do it. No, that's the, sorry, but it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. It's bull crap. Then, well, oh, we can't, I can't believe that we got rid of the 21 gun salute. Oh, I can't believe it. I mean, what a mistake. Not one person thought it was a mistake when they were planning this and just thinking about doing this, a 21 gun salute. Oh, we're banning that. No one said, hey, wait a minute, that's not a good idea. I mean,
can I ask a question that I should know the answer to?
Yeah.
Why do they do the 21 gun
salute? It's for Veterans Day to remember all the,
for funerals too.
Yeah, but it's to memorialize all the soldiers that have passed, present, and future.
That's why it's 21. 7 for past, 7 for future, 7 for present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And 7 in the number of... Okay. Yeah, I've been... Okay, I remember now. You know how my memory is.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's kind of like the big tobacco. They had to have known, and I'm sure they did, that eventually we're going to get busted and we're going to find out that all this documentation that we knew 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60 years ago, that we knew it was deadly, it was dangerous, and we covered it up. They had to have known when they had that secret meetings in the 50s that eventually there's going to be a big leak and they're going to find out that, hey, we knew it was addictive in 63. We knew it caused cancer in the 50s. We knew it was deadly and dangerous. We found that Philip Morris found out that when they added ammonia to the Recon, it increases the nicotine delivery. They had to have known someone had to have thought that, hey, this isn't a good idea. This is a mistake to do this. No. No, they're going to do stuff that we hate, that we that's like wrong, and then they're going to make it up like, oh, it was a mistake. It's a mistake. Trying to cover their butts is what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do, cover their own butts. They had Peter Buttigieg supporters. Yeah, he's the mayor of South Bend. What are his accomplishments? I'll have to get by. I just support him. I think he'd be great. Well, I'm from Chicago, and running a big city is easier than running a small one. That makes a lot of sense. Well, I guess I need to start with being the New York City mayor, because it'd be easier to do that than a little small town. And then once I get experience running Los Angeles or New York or Indianapolis, then maybe I can work my way down to the very hard, tiny cities, the small cities, because I guess they're harder to work for here. Oh, Lord, that lady cracked me up. I mean, you can't make it up. The support, I don't know. I support them. I don't know why I support them, but I support them. You know, I don't know. I just do what I do, because I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just doing what I'm doing, because, well, it's just like half those people, when you talk to them about what they're protesting, I'm against vetting. You are? Yeah. So, if you have a party that you want to only let in certain people that you can trust and that you vet, well, yeah, well, then why don't you want to do that at the border and people coming into this country? Make sure they're safe. Why have passports? Maybe we shouldn't have to have a passport to get into this country. You can just get on a plane and come here. Who knows what? Who knows who you are? Who knows what vaccines you have? Who knows what your intentions are? Because, you know, everyone coming into this country has to be perfect. You know, everyone crossing the border has to be a great person. You can't have anybody that are, I don't know, like criminals, murderers, predators. Well, you can't loop them all together. Okay. You want to get rid of every gun in this country because of psychos who kill with guns. But you tell me that if there is a murderer that comes across this border, or a rapist, or a child predator, oh, I can't, how dare I lob them all together? How dare I lob them all together? I can't lob them all together. You know, not everyone coming across this border is a bad person. True. But not everyone with a gun is a bad person either. But you want to ban guns because some psycho takes a gun and goes into a school and kills kids. You know, they made fun of me on my Facebook. I'm going in there and I'm going to kill all these teachers and all these students because they made fun of me on Facebook. Well, yeah, we got to ban guns because of that one kid. Oh, but we can't put a wall at the border. We can't vet people coming into this country because of one person that is a child molester that got across the border and raped kids. It's a double standard because they don't. I love getting liberals when I talk to them and I can just like, they make no sense. Well, here you want to have a gun-free zone. Every argument you're going to tell me about banning guns, I can shoot it down. Because if you're going to lob me, a law-abiding citizen.
Time out. That was me moving a chair. You did not fart like Eric Swadwell. I'm camera.
just letting you know. I moved a chair. Continue with the gun.
Yeah, I farted. But it's, but like, they don't know what to do. They don't know, they can't, what, oh, okay. No, you don't understand. Nothing. You're okay. I can't sit there and say, well, if there's 1,000 people that get across the border illegally and 5 of them are bad, who cares? That's wrong to group the 5 bad ones with the 1,000 good ones. But one bad gun owner, and you want to rob millions and millions of gun owners with that one person. How does that make sense? Well, they're within and
show
like,
me a legal, I mean, okay, how do I want to say this? Show me a person legally using a gun who's a criminal.
Amen. I'll buy that one.
You see how I had to think about how I worded it?
Yeah.
Because I can show you a criminal who illegally used guns. Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to handle it. What the? I don't get it. I don't understand. It's just one of those things, folks, that people don't get. People don't. People, and they don't know what to do because they're like, oh, he got me. What do I, oh, I don't know. Yeah, I shouldn't have gotten you. You should be able to, if you're against guns, you should have the arguments to say, this is why.
Even as a conservative or whatever, if you can show me, because I can be an extreme conservative, I'll admit, if you can show me why I need to yield on this topic or that topic, because not everything's black and white. I can tend to see it, everything's black and white. But
yeah,
there's a thing of grace and love and mercy and some stupidity. And so I can see, I'm open-minded enough to where I can at least listen. They need to be that way too.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just letting you speak.
Oh, just that look on your face. I thought you were dealing with something. Please like and share, everybody. Please like and share. And listen to the beginning of the program and tell me what you think. Was I good, bad?
Ugly.
Well, I know. But
the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm it's about the TV thing, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
You're the good, I'm the bad. Which one of us is the ugly?
Yeah, I'm trying to do something. You know, it's just, I can respect a Democrat. And here's the facts. You know, are your taxes going to go up? Well, for billionaires, it's going to go up. For wealthy corporations, it's going to go up. For
what they don't understand is, okay, this corporation is going to go up like your dad. His medical health care went up. They're going to not hire people. They got to spend it on health care. They're going to go different places to work to make what they're making, different countries. So we're losing jobs there. So how does that benefit us again?
Well, that's the problem. You want to take my dad and tax him more money to make it where it's going to be, I can't hire as many people. I can't do as much.
But yet call them anti-American if they go out of the country
yeah.
to make their products, but yet you want to take every money that they make.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
It's the double standard.
Just like people get me so mad when they say, oh, all the churches want you want is your money. Well, my place, I pay for rent, I pay the electricity, I pay the gas, I pay garbage, I pay water. Those bills the churches have too, and they have a lot of other bills. I mean, churches just don't run out of the goodness of the people's hearts. There's
yeah.
bills with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like corporations, might be making millions of dollars, but they are spending that, if not more, in bills, employment, health care, all of that.
I want to move on, folks, because if you have not heard by now, if you're not on planet Earth, Jose Mourinho has been picked up by the Tottenham Hotspurs to run the football team. Yes, you heard me right. Jose Mourinho. And in a couple weeks,
when do we play them again?
In a couple weeks, we take on Mourinho. Going to be interesting. There's a lot of people who say that with Jose Mourinho, if he dominates at Tottenham, could that prove that, hey, what Louis van Gaal said and what he said, that, hey, I wanted these players, they wouldn't spend a dime on me. I mean, think about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He keeps saying, well, the players, there weren't players we wanted. There weren't good enough players out there this summer. You know, I had all the money in the world. I could buy whatever I wanted to, but no. Do you think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer really could come out and say as the manager, yeah, these SOBs up here, I had this player in line. He wanted to come, and they wouldn't spend the money. They wouldn't do it. They're cheap. They're bank owners. They just want to take as much money out of this club. They don't care about us. If we get put into the relocation zone, they don't care as long as they got money. It's going to be interesting. I mean, see, Jose Mourinho has a Wikipedia page. It's dominant. He's dominated. Let's try to score very early, and then let's try to take it down and play defensive and park the bus and try to keep them from scoring and win the game. That was a successful tactic. It's not anymore. Take Alex Ferguson. Let's bring him back to help get this club back going in the right direction. The way Alex Ferguson played back in football keeps evolving and changing. It keeps evolving and changing. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I guess, like Pochettino, would you want him at United?
He's the park the bus champion right there.
The park the bus champion. We're going to play our most exciting game. It's called the park the bus. The whole skill is you try to score really quickly and then wait for the time to run out. The best way to waste 90 minutes.
Is he British?
No, he's from Portugal.
Okay. What's their accent? I couldn't even begin. Okay, I couldn't even do a good British accent
earlier. But it's one of those things, you know. I mean, when you sit down and my mate over there, you know, he's sitting there. He's got a pint and he's at the pub and we're watching the game, and he's like, and I'm like, what you be thinking, son? Because you know we call the because we're like brothers, so he called, you know. Like, what you be thinking, son? He goes,
a Scotch and an Englishman, like brothers?
He goes, there's no way Jose Mourinho is ever going to manage Tottenham Hotspurs. And I'm like, okay, I bet you a fiver, and I won.
That must have been a good dream. You are so delusional. That must have been a good dream.
It must have been. But, you know, I mean, it's going to be interesting because, of course, he's kind of like, I'm home now. He was at home when he went to Manchester United.
That's what he said when he took over Manchester
yeah,
United.
Yeah, and he said that with Tottenham, basically.
Thought he said that with Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, of course. And Real Madrid. And
Chelsea, Real Madrid, Tottenham, Manchester United.
But here's the thing, though.
Is the fourth time the charm?
Here's the thing, though. They sacked Pochettino. I look at it like this. Win, lose, or draw. He'd be good at United, but you have to understand after this season, you're going to have ups and downs where he may have a great year and then the year where he struggles. Like last year was a great year. He was the runner-up for the Champions League. And this year he was sacked.
Remember that cartoon champion when mm-hmm. they kicked out United and they came back and they found that Dane parked the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you must have left that here.
Yeah.
Got him kicked out of the Champions League.
But it's funny though, because I mean I think he's
one of the owners did.
Yeah, and it's going to be, and it just makes you wonder if, because I think it's the owner. I think there's too many problems. It's not. I don't care who you get in the driver's seat until you get them spending money. You get Ed Woodward out. You get the Glazers out. So even when we dominated, I didn't like the Glazers. I want someone that's, okay, I'm a fan my whole life, and I'm a billionaire, and I want to spend money. I want to get this club back to winning ways, even if it's fighting for second or third.
Okay, now, England being socialist, why don't some of their rich people buy players for Manchester United? Because they are done, because they're social. I'm sorry, I know.
No, but it's just, it's going to be interesting because we play Sheffield United and, you know, I think Ollie's at a point where if he goes backwards again, it goes down to like 15th or 16th. I think he may be in jeopardy of his job, but I
agree with you. I don't think it's right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right.
It's just one of those things that I just want to, we love our club and we want to see it run the right way. And I don't see it being run the right way. I don't see things happening the way we want them to. I don't see things, you know, I want to know that we're getting the right style of player in here. I don't buy that nonsense at all. There were players that basically have in the last couple of years that I want to come to United. Bruno Fernandes. Why don't we have some of these players that wanted to be here? Why? If they, you know, if Pogba really wants to go, why wasn't he sold? He wanted to leave. He was adamant. He didn't want to be at the club. Why wasn't he sold? Where was his replacement? Lukaku left. Where was his replacement? Where are their replacements? Yeah, I know. I don't understand it. So many people don't. It just frustrates you.
Find a better replacement than who they got.
I mean, at least Fellaini can get about 29 red cards and not even
get red carded.
Yeah, not even get a penalty. I wonder how the VAR now.
Huh?
The VAR, the video thing that they use for like penalties.
Who is he playing for now?
He is in China. I don't know how he's doing. Oh no, you have to cut your hair. You're in our country. You will cut the hair. We are cutting your hair. You have to have. Okay, we have a Florida haircut style. You choose one. They all look the same. Basically, they are, but we have to give you the illusion of having four different haircuts. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you for being a part of the program. I hope you feel a part of it. Thank you for all you who listen around the world. Because I do, from Australia to Africa to Germany and France. And
for all our listeners around the world, stay in tune. Let your people in power that you vote or whatever know how you feel. Don't get kicked. Well, don't be a martyr if you don't have to be in other countries. But stick up for your rights. They don't know unless you tell them. They're not mind readers.
And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.